I'm not losing a daughter. I'm gaining a ton.
Is that Jackie Lee?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ralph Crabden, yeah.
That's Ralph Crabden.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
Do things sound different to you now?
No, it sounds good to me.
How does it
sound as loud?
Turn your headphones up.
I don't have a... You know, now you say that to me and you know, it just sounds weird.
I've not touched your level since we said it before the show.
Really?
Really.
Nor have I.
You think I'm getting paranoid?
Are you?
Yes.
Not you, Mike.
Someone's tampered with it. Busby tampered with it.
DJ Busby?
Busby touched it, I can tell.
Busby?
Busby touches it all the time.
Every time there were 9-year-old animals. Every single time.
Would you like a cot?
I have suspected that somebody has messed with the audio levels in this studio. I have been proven correct.
Really?
I say Busby brushed up against it.
Shall we have him in?
Yes.
Busby, please.
And does Kate come back tomorrow?
Yes, she does.
Katie.
When you were talking about the way Busby smelled, she texted me. She said, don't worry, I'm back tomorrow.
Take a microphone, please.
Over there, please.
I swear I have.
Not that it hasn't been a slice of heaven having you around, but, I think you brushed up against the levels. Did you mess with something?
I swear I didn't. I was only on that side.
He's pretty careful.
Well, then that's it. Then I've had the final stroke. That's it. Mm-hmm. That I stroked out based on the lo mein and also, you know, the Arby's vanilla milkshake small that I had and then the steaks that I had last night.
Well, it happened in the last break because it sounded fine up until then.
I think Carla's trying to kill me.
The ribbon.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Because she's feeding me.
She made you eat the ribbon fry.
She is feeding me. She feeds me late at night. I'm concerned about that. Busby...
He's gone.
I didn't excuse him.
And he's gone.
Dear, this
gone.
All right. Well, anyway, forget it. He doesn't. No, get out of here. I don't need you anymore. Thank you, Busby. Really had a great time. I'm really going to miss that boy.
Maybe he'll be back.
Hopefully. And keep up the commercial work.
He'll be around.
Keep doing the commercials.
Oh, I have something in my throat.
Yes, sorry. Time for the very final buzz of the afternoon. Here is our very own Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hey, the price of gasoline is going up about a penny a day. That's where we are now. It's gone up
a penny a day.
31 cents in the last 4 weeks, and that's even before the summer driving gets underway.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Now, a penny a day.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
It adds up. Experts expect the price to keep going up another 10 to 15 cents a gallon this month alone.
Do you guys seriously find yourselves thinking about it more than you ever have? I do.
I think
about it all the time now. I mean, I really think about gasoline. I think about when I'm traveling. I think about, you know, I think about the vehicles that I really am driving.
Yep.
You know, and I'm thinking about selling the tank.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking.
I'm thinking seriously about selling the half track.
And it's getting harder to get a good price for it when you do because nobody really wants them now.
I know, because of the gas guzzling, and they were such a conversation piece.
Arnold will still buy it.
I know. Arnold.
In California, the average price, by the way, is now $3.95 a gallon. There's only one thing for a right-thinking American to do under this circumstance, and that's pray.
Are you talking about gas?
Yes.
All right.
A half dozen religious activists.
Peace be with you.
Including a former Miss Washington, D.C., a construction company owner, and a couple of soup kitchen volunteers gathered around a Shell station in the nation's capital the other day to pray for lower prices. Lord, come down in a mighty way, they prayed. We know you are able, that you have all the power. And then they sang, we shall lower gas prices.
See, to the we're tune on a mission from God.
To the tune of we shall overcome.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did it work?
Have you noticed a change?
No.
For the better? No.
It's all over.
President Bush has pissed off another country, and this one already has nuclear weapons.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
and
good luck.
To you too, sir. Mm-hmm. On Friday, our president blamed India to a degree for the world's rising food prices. Bush complained that India's middle class has grown so much, it's dramatically increased the demand for better food. Oh, look who's here.
Oh, hey.
I just want to say you're doing that Republican bashing again.
I'm reporting the news, Mr.
And
McCain.
I don't think it's appropriate for you to sit here every day on this particular radio station and badmouth the United States of America.
I would never do that.
Who I believe my good friend and a very good president, George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McCain?
Yes, sir.
How can such a brilliant man have such a low approval rating?
You know something?
What?
You're in cahoots with him.
No, no, no.
And when we're talking about India, I'd just like to pass along to both of you that I've always believed in my heart of hearts that India is a hinky country.
Oh, really?
They're hinky.
McCain says
he fought the Indians.
Well, this thing that Bush said has created such an uproar in India that the country's defense minister has called Bush's comments a cruel joke And the Hindu Party is now demanding that Bush's comments be debated by that country's parliament.
Let's have one.
Ah, Bush, where will he take us tomorrow?
A Hindu party.
A Hindu party. You mean a theme party? That could be another Friday.
With streamers?
Hey, Beth Ann, write it down.
Book it.
Get that, get those little tattoos for our foreheads. That'll be very exciting.
Hindu party.
Yeah, there we go. Get the Weber grills back. But not to cook on.
No beef. No.
We're going to cremate somebody.
We're going to cremate DJ.
That's right. Busby, you're going to be dying in the next month.
Democrats probably won't be much closer to choosing a candidate even after tomorrow's primaries in North Carolina and Indiana.
Did you turn down my headphone volumes?
I did not.
Can you turn them up a little bit?
I can turn them up more.
Yeah, a little bit more. There we go.
All right.
A little
how's
more.
That?
That's good.
How's that?
That's too loud.
All right.
I see it's a loose circuit. I can tell by the way it jumped up. Now down a little bit.
Down one more.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I hate to be unprofessional.
A little farther to the left.
But I was born unprofessional. So
you'll be fine
okay.
After the Hindu party.
I'll be okay. The Hindu party, that's great. Get me all the curry and cumin we have in the building.
Look for a split decision tomorrow with a Clinton win in Indiana and an Obama win in North Carolina. We're hearing both races are fairly close.
I thought you were saying Obama was ahead.
There's a Zogby poll says Obama is ahead by 2 percentage points in Indiana, which is less than the margin of error. So I wouldn't run to the forefront yelling that.
Zogby poll, huh?
Yeah, the Zogby poll. Not as reliable as many of the others.
You know what I'd like to see?
What's that?
I'd like to see that lady, what's her name? Lillian Hassan, you know?
Yeah.
Hottest lesbian.
Oh, that hot lesbian?
I'd like to see her on the Zogby. People.
Hey, who are you?
I don't know.
You're Zogby.
I'm Zogby.
Zogby.
Thank you very much. I didn't even know who I was. Listen, get that lesbian on my pole.
Who are you?
I'm Zogby.
Nice poll.
Yeah, damn it.
Now, against John McCain, both candidates, according to the polls, are doing equally well, each of them leading McCain by 12%.
Here's where I am with the election right now.
All right.
First of all, I think a lot of people are getting burned out on the Democratic side. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see anything surprising at this point. I would like to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to see closure tomorrow.
It's all neck and neck.
You know what? And now I don't care either side. And you know, because I don't care either side, everybody feels that way. So it's going to be the exact same thing you said. It's going to be Indiana with Clinton. It's going to be North Carolina. It's going to go all the way.
More of the same.
And exactly where we are now.
And the more this lasts, I think you're watching the, you're seeing ads come out now that are anti-John McCain ads with nobody on the other side. Have you seen those?
No, I have not.
They just come out and they're talking about his policy, that he continues the policy of W, and there's no candidate that they're representing. Because I think the Democratic National Committee has this money they have to spend, but there's no candidate behind it, and I think it sucks.
They need to. I mean, they need to start thinking ahead, because they're all this time they spent, they're just butting heads. Right?
I wouldn't let it happen.
Who are you?
I'm Zogby.
Well, the Obamameter ticked up a bit over the weekend as he narrowly beat Hillary in the primary election in Guam.
Ooh.
Guam will now send its 4 delegate votes to the convention, where it will have a bigger voice than Florida and Michigan combined.
Wow.
Which brings us to Hillary's nuclear option. Not the one she hinted at for Iran, but...
There goes Guam.
A political A-bomb to eliminate Obama from the competition.
Really?
There's talk Clinton could force the Democratic National Committee to seat Florida and Michigan, giving her the vote she needs to win the nomination.
That spin? No, she couldn't.
No?
No, I don't believe she could. You don't either.
I have read that she could.
No, there's no way.
I think it's doubtful. I just read that she could.
No, she's not going to do that because you've got the the voters on one side that are going to rebel in the Democratic Party.
Tick a lot of people off.
Right. What does Zogby say?
I just don't think anything's worth it anymore.
Who are you?
I'm Zogby. I'm Zogby. I got to go.
Florida and Michigan were skipped as a punishment for holding their primaries too early.
I just don't see that happening because there would be a total revolt and it would it would disintegrate the party.
Yeah, she would need a clear lead to get away with that, and that she does not have.
Right.
Even America's lawmakers are divided. 98 of them in Washington have endorsed Hillary. 97 have endorsed Obama, and 86 of them are waiting just like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's going to be a big bomb if she drops it.
And what seemed like a generous, good sportsmanship move backfired on Hillary over the weekend. She told a crowd of North Carolina Democrats she would work her heart out for Obama if he wins the nomination.
Did you say backfired?
Yes.
A lot of smoke in here.
You know, it's like when you get a new toy, Buzz.
I never tire of explosions.
I understand.
Some of the crowd started chanting Obama when she said this generous thing, so she had to wait for that to die down before adding that she expects that he would do the same for her.
No, I just want this thing to end.
I know. I know
really do.
Miss Clinton also last week picked eight bells to win the Kentucky Derby.
I like it when you call her Miss Clinton.
Ms. Clinton.
But it sounded like you said Miss Clinton.
Ms. Clinton.
Where's Miss Clinton? She's down at the pump house fetching some water.
It's Miss Clinton if you're nasty.
Last week, she told a reporter that eight bells was her pick to win the Kentucky Derby. She called it the year for the girls. Now, in case you've been in a coma, eight bells finished second in that race, fell, broke two legs, and had to be put down in front of a horrified crowd.
Beth Ann wanted us to talk to the vet of the euthanized horse that broke both its ankles. That was going to be a segment for Beth Ann. She told me that right after she was pretending she didn't see my article in the newspaper.
Feel good Monday.
Yeah, it's a happy day. Happy day, Miss Positivo.
All the sound effects. Hillary's got to hope this is not some kind of sign for her.
Mm-hmm.
Fear and flying in Las Vegas is our story when we return.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll be back with the final buzz of the afternoon and maybe just a couple of your phone calls in the process. Yes, Beth Ann?
It's almost time, kids.
Just kidding. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.